We're fishing for some sports tickets here. I kind of missed that. We're overloaded on giveaways, and generally, they're not until 10:20, but we've got stuff for every hour. This is Phoenix Suns tickets. I'm sorry.
That's what these are.
Coyotes.
Coyotes. Oh, I thought the email this morning said Phoenix Suns.
It says Suns and Coyotes, but the Suns are all digital, and I don't have the details on that one.
Now, if you want to be entertained, you watch them trying to get a basketball through a hoop with a hockey stick.
All right.
I'd show up for that.
All right. So text to 411-923 the answer to this question. Aquaponic is a combination of what two words?
Oh.
We'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment and send you to Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. is the puck drop. And this is the Arizona Coyotes, and they take on...
Hey.
It doesn't even say, but you get a parking pass.
Hey, I can answer that question. Can I win the game?
Oh, if you can text it.
There you go.
You know, I think putting the Suns on ice might be more entertaining than the Coyotes on a basketball
court.
I don't know hockey well enough, but that says Florida. What's the Florida hockey team?
We're all in trouble. We're all in trouble.
Hey, I know the Coyotes. That's all that counts. I don't care about Florida.
Hey, Rosie, you mentioned earlier in the show the price of getting one of these systems set up.
And then self-engineering it. I mean, my interest is very, very peaked. This really sounds cool.
Yeah.
But boy, it sounds like a major time and financial commitment.
So here's the thing. Anytime you set up growing anything, so if you plant a fruit tree, people come to me and they'll spend $58 for a fruit tree. I'm telling them they're going to spend about another $50 to $70 on that tree the first year to do it successfully, to do it right, so that you can be successful. When you go to set up a garden, whether it's in the ground, whether it's a raised bed garden, whether it's aquaponics, whether it's a Lear garden, which is another form of aquaponics, whether it's a tower garden, there's an investment necessary.
Okay.
And really, if you want to be successful growing things for a garden, you're going to spend, you know, for a 4x8 garden, you're going to spend $200 to $500 to get that garden set up with with the right soil, with the nutrients, with everything that you need to make sure that you're successful. The nice thing about aquaponics or my tower garden, which is an aeroponic system, is that you set it up once. So my aeroponic or tower garden that I bought 7 years ago, it was $700.
Okay.
But once I paid it off, I think I wrote a check for it, but once I paid it off, it works for me every year, year after year after year. Aquaponics is the same way. Once the system is set up, there's not much for you to do except harvest, which is really cool. And our buddy Edmund Williams does something called a Lear garden. It's an acronym that stands for, I can't even remember. But I have a Lear garden, which is a soil aquaponics system in my backyard. We put it in 4 months ago. There was a cost of putting it in. We planted it, and I've been harvesting on it for 3 months.
Ooh.
So when you're doing a system like this, it's almost an instant garden. You know, if you go out in your backyard and you put some plants in the ground, it usually takes 3 years for the soil to get to a place where...
To build that soil food web, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, when we're doing it this way, it's almost instantaneous. So it's a bit of a trade-off.
And if I wanted to just pop the clutch and drop the accelerator and be in this in 2 months, how would I do that?
Well, get some resources, get a book, come up with a design.
Can I buy a kit?
You can. There's a company out there. Chad Hudspeth used to live here in town. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's the one that does our aquaponics course at urbanfarm.org. He's at endlessfoodsystems.com. Go to his website and you can buy one and he'll ship it to your door. So, you know, you can figure it out on your own, which is a lot of fun.
It would be if you had the time.
If you had the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We can do that. These Lear gardens. It's the Lear gardens admin is, if you shoot me an email at greg@urbanfarm.org, I can connect you with Ed. And he can put one in your yard for you fairly, you know, inexpensively. You don't build them, do you?
I don't.
Yeah.
But what I did is I went to Craigslist, found someone selling these integrated bulk containers, IBC totes, You could probably find them for about $100 to $150 each, and that's your base. That's your tank. One is your tank, and then you buy a second one, cut it in half, and those are your media beds. And those generally, you can find them for $100, $150 a piece. I got mine for free, but they're out there. You could buy a pump anywhere, Home Depot.
What's that book you've got?
Oh, I've got a book here I purchased back in 2013. It's called Aquaponic Gardening by Sylvia Bernstein, and it's pretty much the aquaponics Bible. Published in 2011, it's a great resource.
Yeah,
and she has an online presence, and you can find. They also buy and sell aquaponics equipment.
There you go.
And one more piece to this that I was thinking about. You said you have chickens, Chris?
Yes.
Do they feed the fish?
The chickens feed the fish. No,
I remember running into had the chickens above the fish, yeah. And the poop from the chicken is what the fish would eat.
Well, kind of. It was a complete system. That's the garden pool people out in Mesa. They do a version of that as well.
So, learning how to become a food secure city.
Yeah, man, these hours fly by. Thank you so much for having us.
UrbanFarm.com,
UrbanFarm.org. There was somebody that asked about our bioflora fertilizer. Just shoot me an email, greg@urbanfarm.org. I have bags for you. I can get you set up.